This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode for you. Former host Christian Sager is explaining what's to many folks a pressing consideration as they get older. Why do some people go bald?
Hi, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. Have you ever heard that if your maternal grandfather went bald, that you will too? Or what about the one where getting a scalp massage will send more blood to your head and cause your hair to grow back? Some people also claim that if you shave your hair, it will grow back even fuller than before. Sorry to break it to you, but all of these are bogus myths. As long as men have been losing their hair, they've been trying to figure out what causes baldness and how they can cure this sign of aging. In fact, it's estimated that 40 million Americans are losing their hair, and that's men and women. And all of those people are spending more than $1 billion a year on everything from hair transplants to toupees and spray-on hair. Now, hair, real hair, grows just under the skin on our heads from the close to 100,000 follicles there. This growth happens in three phases: the anagen phase, where it's growing, the catagen phase in between, and the telogen phase, where it falls out. And hair falling out is totally normal. We should lose 50 to 100 hairs every day as part of the telogen cycle. But if more hair falls out than is replaced, you are probably balding. If the hair that grows back is thinner than what fell out, you're probably balding. And if it starts falling out in clumps, oh yeah, you are balding. But hey, take comfort that you are not alone, my friends. By age 30, a quarter of all men have already started to lose their hair. What's weird is, why do humans go bald in the first place? Baldness is actually pretty rare in other animals, and hair serves a lot of important purposes. It protects our heads from the sun, maintains our body heat when we're cold, and may even attract a mate. Some researchers think it suggests a dominant status or a sign of maturity in different societies. In fact, a paper from the journal Social, Psychological, and Personality Science found evidence that women find completely bald men more attractive than partially bald ones. The study also found that baldness was highly associated with two traits, dominance and strength. So if you're starting to lose your hair, maybe you should take action, shave it all off, and show the world what a tough, assertive man you are. To understand baldness a little better, let's look at the different types that occur. First, the most common type is called androgenetic alopecia, otherwise known as male pattern baldness. It's related to our inherited genetic predisposition from both of our parents. This affects how sensitive we are to a hormone called dihydrotestosterone, hereafter referred to as DHT. For most guys, 5% of their testosterone is converted into DHT. If you're sensitive to DHT, it acts like a toxin on your hair follicles, producing thinner, weaker, almost colorless hair until hair production in the follicle simply stops. Researchers have also found that male pattern baldness also causes men to have an abnormal amount of a protein lipid called prostaglandin D2. Some dermatologists even think that men could regrow their hair if this inhibiting protein were removed. Other types of baldness include the female pattern baldness that occurs in some women postmenopause, an autoimmune disorder called alopecia areata, and a condition called telogen effluvium that makes your hair fall out faster than normal. People can also have brittle hair from hair shaft defects, or, in rare cases, they may even pull out their own hair compulsively if they have a disorder called trichotillomania. You think that sounds scary? You can also lose your hair from illnesses, fungal infections, burns, chemical applications, medications, and, of course, cancer treatments like chemotherapy. Smoking is also reported to increase the risk of baldness. You should definitely see your doctor if your hair starts falling out in clumps or if you get a burning, itching irritation on your scalp.
Today's episode was written by Christian and produced by Tyler Klang. If you miss Christian, check out his new podcast, Dissecting Pop Culture. It's called Super Context, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other hairy topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.